Religious freedom in the world has taken a step backward. That's the conclusion of the annual International Religious Freedom Report for 2011, released yesterday by the United States State Department. The report was concerned by a global rise in anti-Semitism, as well as the increased use of anti-blasphemy laws to restrict the rights of religious minorities. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said absence of religious freedom can create a climate of fear and suspicion that weakens social cohesion and alienates citizens from their leaders.
It's particularly urgent that we highlight religious freedom because when we consider the global picture and ask whether religious freedom is expanding or shrinking, the answer is sobering. More than a billion people live under governments that systematically suppress religious freedom. New technologies have given repressive governments additional tools for cracking down on religious expression. Members of faith communities that have long been under pressure report that the pressure is rising. Even some countries that are making progress on expanding political freedom are frozen in place when it comes to religious freedom. So when it comes to this human right, this key feature of stable, secure, peaceful societies, the world is sliding backwards. Meanwhile, several countries with diverse faith communities are now in the process of navigating transitions toward democracy. They are wrestling with questions of whether and how to protect religious freedom for their citizens. This goes from Tunisia to Burma and many places in between. But take, for example, Egypt, which I visited 2 weeks ago. I had a very emotional, very personal conversation with Christians who are deeply anxious about what the future holds for them and their country. What Egypt and other countries decide will have a major impact on the lives of their people and will go a long way toward determining whether these countries are able to achieve true democracy.